run down the variety of music that's going to be on the stages at Lowertown.
Okay, well, we have a very wide variety. It will be anything from, you know, gospel choirs, from local church groups to rock bands, and we have like funkin' pop, bluegrass, big band jazz, Dixieland, you know, a little bit of something to satisfy everybody's music taste.
So Saturday night's show is interesting in its own. It's 7 is Bon and the Mash, 8 mm-hmm. Solid Rocket Boosters, and 9 the Ladybirds. Tell me about the Ladybirds.
They are a rock band from Louisville, on the rise a little there, but they're really excited about coming here and performing. But they should be a very high energy crowd booster, I think.
And the day, I shouldn't have skipped over to the evening show, because the day is full of people that we've heard around here, the Paducah Jazz Ensemble opening. I don't know the Tony Logue Band, but then there's Nathan Blake Lynn and the Sluegrass Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra. Tell me a little bit about them from Champaign, Illinois.
It's a larger band, and they play also upbeat, but kind of relaxing music too during the day to get kind of everybody excited about the day, I would say. It's a ukulele band as well, so they're bringing a lot of different
now, that's unusual.
Yeah.
What about this Trapper Haskins and the Bitter Swill?
They're kind of a fan favorite that we brought back from years past. I believe this is their third year at the festival. They're a popular band from Nashville, so they're coming back as fan favorites.
Then you've got Alonzo Pennington's band coming in, and Sarah Elizabeth Berkey, again, names who are familiar to many of us. Explain the layout of the festival stages for us.
Yeah, the main stage is going to be at the corner of Madison and 7th Street, kind of in the same location it has been in years past. I mean, it is the stage that has the most traffic, and the most artists will be playing on that stage. And then the Harrison Street stage will be located on the corner of Harrison and 6th Street. And then the Madison Street stage will be located on the corner of 5th Street and Madison. So they kind of cover all corners of the festival. You know, along the way in between, traveling from each stage, there's going to be artist booths and, you know, just different things that they're bringing this year. So there's going to be a lot of activity going on in between all the stages.
Yeah. Now let's look at Sunday. What's on the lineup?
Sunday on the main stage especially is going to be exciting. We have the Harrison Street Missionary Baptist Church Choir. It's going to be coming straight from church at 1 o'clock on Sunday to perform just 45 minutes of, you know, their gospel hymns. And we have Kelsey Walden, who's coming from Nashville. Q&A, who's pretty local. They're from Tennessee. They're also acoustic and a gospel band. We have Megan Light, who's a performer from last year, and she's more of like a soft rock performer with her band, and she's from Nashville as well. And then Luke Nichols, who's from the area and has since moved to Lexington. He'll be there on the main stage at 4. And then on the side stages, we have some contemporary gospel, a Christian soloist, a Dixieland band that is going to be on the Madison Street stage, and they actually have a member from their band, a member too, that are in the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. So that's exciting for us. On the Harrison Street stage, we have blues and bluegrass as well.
Why did you choose these folks?
Oh, okay. Well, we sent out a call for musicians around November, December. We sent it through just a music recruiting website called Sonic Bids, and then we also just sent it out to fan favorites and other people that have applied in years past, and then just through other marketing efforts, we received 200 applications to perform this year from, you know, all across the U.S., and everyone was really excited about it. We could only pick artists from within a 350-mile radius of Paducah, so that, you know, cut some out. We formed a committee here at the symphony office that went through all 200 applicants, and we listened to every single one, kind of went through rounds until we picked a final lineup, and we wanted a wide range of genres and all of that. So I think that we accomplished a pretty good lineup.
Well, Leanne, thank you for speaking with me.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you at the festival.
All right. Well, thank you.